You might as well say, "Help me, Yahweh. Deceit and cunningness and wickedness and corruption, hatred." That's what we have working effectively in us. And he said, "You will know the truth. And the truth at that we might turn from our iniquity and understand truth." Well, why we don't understand truth? Because we don't begin where we ought to. That we have not made our prayers before Yahweh. We pray, we don't pray before him. You must understand, this is the only way Yahweh is going to straighten us out. If you think he's going to straighten you out by some kind of epiphany or some kind of little swirl of stars coming down and make you feel good, that's not so. He's going to tell us truth. He's going to speak his truth to us. That's the only thing that's going to straighten us out. That is the only thing that's going to transform you. Why? Because it renews your mind. And your mind needs to be renewed. And we think the same way we thought yesterday, that our mind needs to be renewed. And we're doing the same thing we do 6 months down the road. You're in bad shape. You're in bad shape. Life itself shows you a progression each day. Every day of my life, I see a progression. From yesterday to today, I see new enlightenments. I'm enlightened a little more. I understand things a little with a little more depth. And that's the beauty of Yahweh. That's what causes us to dig for the riches of Yahweh. Because he reveals just a little bit to keep you hungry. That's why David said, "Feed me until I want no more." Every time he got a piece, he said, "I can eat on this all day." And then he wakes up in the morning and says, oh. And he could come forth with a beautiful song. You see, those songs are more than just prayers. They were actually words of great expression of the beauty and the honor and the power of Yahweh. Oh, what we have in that book is more than that, okay? He wrote thousands of them. And so each day he said, "Feed me until I want no more." It was so good, he said, "Just feed me." That's why he said, "Feed me." Do you understand that? Hannah says to me all the time, "Will you feed me?" I said, "No." And there are times I will feed her. I'll take the fork or the spoon and I will feed her. She will say, "Will you feed me, Pastor Rob?" I said, "No, I don't feel like it." Eat yourself. And so what David is implying, just feed me until I want no more. So what he's telling me, I will just keep feeding me. See, I'm not tired of this. As long as you feed me this, just feed me. I will never get tired of it. When Yahweh feeds us, we get tired. We get lethargic. We get lazy. We don't want to hear no more. Our time. What time do you have but his time? You're not on your time. You have been purchased. You don't own your time. It's his time. He said, "You're my time." When you clock in, when you get up in the morning, you clock in on his time. When you go to a job, do you clock in on the man's time? Is there expectations on his time? Do you do what you want to on his time? You do what he commands you to do. So you don't go there and prop your feet up on his time. You don't go there and set your jug of coffee on your desk and say, "I'm just going to sit here and watch television, the soap operas, just talk to my children all day." No, sir, no, ma'am. And so you're not going to do it on Yahweh's time. Not at all. That's why he instructs us. That's why he gives us things to discipline our lives. That's why he gives us things to keep our lives in perspective. And once you get that, you're truly free, brothers and sisters. We're not free when the world pulls and draws and brings us under bondage, bring our emotions and our feelings and our minds. You're not free. You're not free. We have a liberty to serve Yahweh, and that's what our freedom is, to serve him and to bless him, to honor him, to worship him, to esteem him, to praise him. That's what our liberty is. When a man is bound by his emotions, he's not free. When a woman is bound by her own lust, she's not free. But you're bound by your own driven motive. We should have one motive, and that should be the motive of Yahweh, and that's to please him. For me to live is the power of HaMashiach. For me to die is the power. Why? Because there is the faith of the Kehushims of Yahweh. If there is no resurrection, then our faith is in vain. So either way, it's for our Abba. Everything we do is to please him. That's the liberty that he brings to a people. Not some kind of identity. We identify with him. How do you know what by the fruit you bear? What comes out of you? You know the people of Yahweh by the fruit. Hallelujah, Yahweh. There was one thing that Israel, the true identity of Israel, when Yahweh would even bring them into great bondage, they would cry out. This is not a nation or a people that cries out for nothing. The only time they cried is at a football game. At a basketball game. That is so pagan and so wicked, it is a shame before Yahweh. You understand? They're going to pay $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 for a ticket for this NCAA finals. It was a man called me the other day. He called me Now listen, I don't even know the man. He called me from Charlotte. He called on the cell phone. I called back. What do you want? He said, man, I called my lawyer and you called me back. I would ask you something, preacher. He didn't even know me. He said, don't tell me that this is how he spoke, that there are angels and God doesn't send angels. He doesn't do this. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. He said, I want to ask you a question. He said, well, you know about the completion of Yahweh the Sabbath. He said, we see what things are happening right now. If you'd heard the man talk, I thought it was some strange out of a comic book era. Really, I did. I had the telephone back just to listen to him. I said, why did you call me? He said, it's no chance that I just call you, man. He said, I'm a scaffolder. I sell tickets. I'm from New York, and I just sell tickets. You want some tickets at the basketball game, football game? He said, I sell them. That's all I do. Concert, everything. That's all I do. That's how I make. I've done this for 25 years. Yet the things that come out of his mouth, whether in time or the time that is upon us, that Yahweh is going to judge his people. He doesn't judge the world. The world is coming to the great white throne judgment. He let the world walk in its ways. He sent judgment. He sent his mishpat to his people to correct them. That they will know the liberty that he expects of them to worship him. And not a liberty that calls you to do every kind of sin. You see, that's what this damnable thing we call Christianity has done. They tell you grace. Well, there's no God. It's grace with Yahweh. It's just his love. And they tell you grace because he's a Jezebel and a strong people. You have the liberty to do what you want. You don't have the liberty to go against Yahweh's Torah and sin. Now, Yahweh's word doesn't tell you that. It doesn't tell you that. It doesn't tell the young daughters to be lustful and to move outside of the realm of their purity and their virginity. It doesn't tell a young man that. It doesn't tell a young woman to dress like a Jezebel, some whore, short off every attribute of her body. I don't care if their belly is big as mine. I don't care if they're thin as a rail. They short off everything. It is more sickening with the woman than it is with the man. And the reason they do that because they're insecure. They open up their breasts, want every man to see their titties. Who want to look at that? Man has no respect for one like that. There was a sister called me the other day. She said, I don't even trust men. I said, you never met a man. Now, how can you trust something you never met? How can you trust a man when you never met a man, woman? What you dealt with are not men. When you meet a man, you will know it's a man. You will have the power and the rule of Yahweh in him. And you will know a man. You haven't met a man. You will meet one day soon. So how can you say you don't trust men? You have never met one. Hallelujah, Yahweh. They are bound, the burning lust of him. I don't care if a woman that big around, I watch them with bellies open, their bellies hanging out. I watch men that are big as an inner tube. It makes no difference at all. Don't tell me that's of Yahweh. Yahweh tell your daughters to dress in a way that you conceal your sexuality and your beauty for a husband of your youth. And you play the field like a Jezebel, and the man plays the field like a pervert. What do you think you're going to have? If you are out there, you will do the same thing. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh never commanded that. He wanted you to dress in a way that was kodash, set apart, beautiful. Now, the way our ruah is, that's the way we respond. You hear me? We respond that way, the very same way. I want to go back to Yochanan chapter 8, verse 33. He says here in verse 33, and they answered him, said, we are the seed of Abraham. We are of Abraham's seed. And we were never in bondage to any man. And that's what they say. We are the true Hebrew Israelites. Yochanan, John 8:33. We are the true Hebrew Israelites. And the communities are full of sexual transmitted diseases. The prison houses are full of young men. Because they are the sons of Esau. They have no birthright. They're Edomites. You understand? And they say, we are the true Hebrews. And yet, pedophilism in their communities, their minds are perverted. They're corrupt. AIDS are rampant. The pandemic of AIDS and diseases are filling their communities. The young daughters are consumed with whoredom, abortions, and killing babies and having babies. We find the demented deformity of the minds of the children today because the parents have been raised that way. Say what you want to. The women back in the 50s, it wasn't as much whoredom as it is now. And the sons and daughters of my generation that's in their 50s, they're a different cut and a different breed than the children of 35 and on the 30 down to 35. It's a different mindset. It's a different mentality, because we were not raised and trained on the things that you have raised yours on. At least the parents back then, they had some sense of liberty and liberation and freedom. You are so bound, you cannot do anything but transmit a spirit of bondage to your children today. And they're bound. They have no liberty. They are in bondage. They love Egypt, the things of the world. Their mind is set on the world and not the things of Yahweh. Did he bring them out of Egypt? Were they in bondage? Your sons and daughters, their minds in bondage. They have no liberation. They can't worship Yahweh. They can't shout. They can't bless him. They can't sing before him. They can't do that. Why? Because you don't have it. Why you don't have it? Because you have not continued in. You hear the truth, you don't continue in. You walk on it. You walk on it. It's in between getting something in you and something on you. It's a difference, isn't it? We need to get this truth in us. Not on our mind, but in our mind. Because it will guide you every day, every step of your walk. It guides you, it teaches you, it instructs you, it preserves you, it keeps you. That's what it does. That's what it does. If you take a little sugar and someone cooks a cake, or bakes a cake, and you sprinkle the sugar on top of the cake, it doesn't taste as good, does it? But if it's in there, is it different? When you get macaroni and cheese, do you want the cheese just on the top or in? Huh? Is it in between on the top and in? Tell the difference, doesn't it? You eat one of the macaronis that the pasta, you find cheese in, right? Okay, it's a difference. It's a difference. When you eat a little salad, you want to dress in the olive oil just on top. You want to get it in, so that's why you kind of stir it up, don't you? You want it in. And that's what we want, this truth in us, in our levim, in our heart, in our mind, in our ruah. That's what we need. That's what we need, brothers and sisters. That's what we need. So you boast, well, I'm a black man. I'm a white man. I'm of the tribe of Levi, or Dan. I'm a Cushite. That's what they say. We're the seed of Abraham. Who do you think you're talking to? We're the sons of Abraham. We've never been in bondage. We're the seed, and we've never been in bondage of any man. How dare you say to me, you shall be made free? You shall be made free. You shall be made free. You shall be made free. Yes, how dare you to say that to me? That's the way this generation speaks. You can't say that to me. I'm free. I've never been born in bondage. And you were born in bondage. How do I know? Can I tell you how? David made a profound statement. He said, in sin did my mother conceive me, and in iniquity was I shapen. You shape them lawlessness. The television shaped their minds and their actions and their deeds. You might as well say hallelujah. Well, so they act like the buffoons that they see, and they imitate the buffoons, because you acting like a buffoon, and they're going to act like a buffoon, and everything they see is that they see nothing but buffoons, and so that's the only thing they can do. From a buffoon, you're going to get a buffoon. A fool produces a fool. So David said, in her own lustful ways, she conceived me. In her sin, she conceived me. And she shaped me in a lawless way. Although he can't do that, it's lawlessness. I said again, you don't teach them liberty or the freedom of Yahweh that way. You bring them into bondage. You bring them into carnal bondage. And that's why the prison houses are full today. That's why the prison houses are full. They're full of young men. Young women as well. That's why the population in the nations of the world are growing exponentially, because free sex is just free sex. That's why you're not going to find too many wives today, because there's nothing today you can find that at prices for above rubies. Man that finds a wife a virtuous thing, he finds a good thing. He's blessed of Yahweh. Who can find a virtuous woman for prices far above rubies? So what the world has taught you how to be a Jezebel and brought you under bondage. You can't find men today because they have not the Ruach of Yahweh. You find boys. You find retards. You find sexual perverts. That's what you find today. You find hearts that are full of malice and covetousness and greed and lasciviousness. You don't find young men today with the studiousness and the character of Yahweh. You don't find that. Why? Because their lives are not disciplined by the pattern of Scripture. So you don't find that today. And people get very offensive or they get upset when you talk about that. But I'm here to tell you, you're dealing with a warrior here now. Well, I got the sword in my hand too. The sword of the Ruah, I have it. I don't bear it in vain. And this sword cuts too. Well, what about me? You mean nothing. You're minuscule before Yahweh. That's what we are. If it wasn't for His unmerit, what have you done to gain His love? Tell me. Because you're better than someone, better than who? Because you've done right, and what right? Your righteousness is as a filthy minister rag of a woman. So what have you done that you think that grant you some place before Him? Nothing. Just by His unmerited favor. He looks down and says, that one is mine. Trash, isn't he? That's all right, come on up. Take you to the Fuller's house. The soap on you. Get down in your heart with that Fuller soap. When I went to the Fuller, there was no spot there. His spot remover. You understand? And he is the Fuller. He is the fullness of the power of Yahweh. He comes in the fullness of His power. Hallelujah, Yahweh. How can we, you say, we be made free? How about she answered? He said, truly. Hear this now. Truly I say to you, whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. You're not free. Whoever transgressed the Torah, when you reject Yahweh, you are a servant of sin. And the servant lives not in the house forever, but the son lives forever. That's all right, HaMashiach. If the son therefore shall make you free, how? What are you saying, Yahshua? I'm the power and the freedom of Torah. If the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. He says, and I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Why? Because Yochanan 8:37, because my word has some place in you. That's why you seek to destroy the Torah of Yahweh, because it has no place in you. It has no place. He said, because the words that I speak, did he preach his own doctrine? He spoke the doctrine of the one that sent him. He said, you seek to destroy me because my word has no place in you. It has no power in you. And that is the mindset of a people that is full of bondage. You know the power of this liberating truth that makes you free. And above all things, you ought to pray for that. I want you to be free. Liberate me, Yahweh. That my whole being will love you. I will grab hold to you, that I will lay my head in your bosom. That's nothing like that, is it? Come on, even the natural sense is a beautiful thing to lay your head in the bosom of a husband or wife, isn't it? The child to lay the bosom. I've never experienced that, but I've experienced children laying the head in my bosom, in my chest. There's nothing like that. When there's pure integrity there, pure love there, ahava, is it? Nothing like that. So we can lay our head in the bosom of our Abba. Nothing like that. I watched, he grabbed that little baby and he laid the little head in his bosom. Ain't nothing like that. It creates the perfect bond. Why do you think he put that thing right there for a woman? So the child can lay in the bosom. You understand? And he wants us to lay in his bosom. You think that doesn't give a child confidence? Sure it does. The mama may not understand what she's doing, but the child understands it more than the mama, because it's instinctively incorporated in that little being. Watch the little goats, the calves that are born, you will see it. Instinctively, they know what they're doing. He said, you're right. I know that you're Abraham's seed. And that's why you seek to murder me and to destroy me, because my word has no place in you. It has no power. It doesn't produce anything. It doesn't produce any love at all for Yahweh. Because what I speak to you, it is the doctrine of my Abba. It is not the doctrine of man, but it's the doctrine of Yahweh. And because it doesn't allow you, it shows you the limitations of Yahweh, then you reject that. When Yahweh shows you limitations, you get angry, don't you? How do you know? Because when you tell a child to do something and they don't do it, they why I can't do it, Mama? Because I said it. Daddy, why? Because there is no explanation. I don't have to explain to you. Just do what I tell you. That's the way it is with Yahweh. Obedience is better than any sacrifice, offering of a fat of lambs or rams. There is nothing like obedience. And when a man obeys, then he has the liberty, he has the freedom to know that there's nothing in his life that calls him to sin or to go against what Yahweh commands. He said, obey them. You go to a job, can you disobey them that you're laboring for? It would be wrong to do that. Why? Because you do all things as unto Almighty Yahweh. He teaches us how to deal with man at every aspect of life. But because we're not free, you're bound by your own arrogance, your own pride, your own haughty mind. That's why we don't have much today. We're distracted very easily. There are folks that will sit there on Monday morning and watch every soap opera. And they will not even let their bladder move them until it's a commercial. And they're afraid that they're going to miss some as the whore turns around in the gate. Ryan's Jezebels, tomorrow's whores, that's all they are, Jezebels and whores and pedophiles. Now how can you be free filling your mind with that kind of damnable trash? This is an immature generation. It's a stupid generation. The silly girls sit there all day long and watch that trash. They pay that man that would Cromwell on that idols. Why do you think they call it American idols? Because this is a generation of the people that is full of idolatry. And they call in, they're so stupid, it costs them about $1.80, $1.75 to vote. And people make 10, 12 calls to vote for their idol. They pay him $25 million a year, an episode, a series of that. So somebody's making some money, aren't they? And they sit there and fill their minds with that trash, mama, daddy, and all the youngins, and all of their stupidity. They will not crack the book to read the Torah. They will not open the Torah in their homes to bring about any kind of discipline. Some silly little immature gal and some fruithead boy, they will sit there and entertain their minds with that kind of trash and they think they're free. They're not free. They're full of bondage. Yahweh makes us free. You understand that? He makes us free. He doesn't make you young daughters Jezebels and trying to look like the wicked world. You know, when I go to Walmart sometimes, I watch those. I saw an old woman in that other day. I say, what a stupid Jezebel. This woman had an oxygen tank, can hardly breathe. She's sitting there getting her nails, old crabby looking wrinkled potato chip, what she looked like. And I just looked at that fool. You think she will give Yahweh $5? She'll sit there and let this wicked world put every kind of hoist design in this trash. It doesn't do anything to promote whoredom. That's all it does. It speaks to what you are. That's all it does. And I watch that old crabby thing sit there. They get their toes down. I said, look at this old ignorant, foolish woman. Ready to be turned into dust soon. Looked like she was near death. You can tell she smoked cigarettes all her life. And this foolish old thing, think that that bring about some sense of liberty. I'm free as a young chicken. No, you're not even an old hen, fool. She looked like an old buzzard. I don't care if you don't appreciate what I say. It makes no difference. Yahweh is going to judge this wicked world. He's going to bring me for the judgment seat. Daughters of Zion keep themselves in a way that is pure and unspotted from the world. You don't dress like it. You don't form and fashion yourself like the wicked. You fashion yourself like a Kodesh. That's why it tells you elderly sister, teach them how to dress and walk. It tells you that mother, teach them. He's willing to teach them how to walk. Teach them how to dress. Teach the young men how to be sober. How to act like men. And not like some effeminate man. Act like a man, not like an effeminate thing, not soft and effeminate. That's what the world is teaching in the day. You understand? They don't want a man that looks like a man. They want a man that looks soft and effeminate. But I tell all your mothers, you can't raise a boy to be a man. You can't. My mother couldn't raise me to be a man. Thank Yahweh that there were men that I saw, even at an early age that was ignorant, that I saw strength in them that I knew were good for my life. And that's the truth. You understand? And that is the truth. So this is a nation and a people that is not free. I don't care if it's the white race. I don't care if it's the black race. I don't care if it's the Indians in this nation. I don't care where they're from. They're not free. They're bound. They're not free. And I gave them liberty and they despised the word of Yahweh. Did not Yahweh tell us how to dress? Does not the Torah tell you women how to dress? Does it not tell the women not to put on the garments which pertain to a man? Can I ask you all a question? If I walked in here with a frock on like you women, what would you think? If I walked in here with a dress like mother over there, what would you think? Would that look right? Would that look right? The Torah teaches you women how to dress. Women don't wear that which pertains to a man. Listen to this, y'all, but hear me. Neither man put on a woman's garment. He that does so or she is an abomination. Now, what is an abomination? If a man lie with a cow, is that an abomination? For a man to lie with man, cow like woman, is that an abomination? You don't understand the depths and the stench of that vile thing. It's a vile thing. It's wicked. It's amazing that parents will defy and despise the Torah of Yahweh. You sit here, you do it, because you're a damnable wicked daughter's son. And they will turn you into hell because they don't care. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Our liberty comes through HaMashiach. And it comes that way because we obey. Did he obey Yahweh in all things? Did he obey the Abba in all things? Then we must do the very same thing. We must do the very same thing. We must obey him in not some things that we lack. We obey him in everything that he commands us. And so you get offended. Because there's no, your liberty has caused you to despise Yahweh and turn against his Torah and to scorn it. Well, I think Pastor Roberts went a little overboard. He did go overboard for us, didn't he? Did he not? And the word was made flesh and it dwelt among us. And we beheld the power of Almighty Yahweh. Did he go overboard? And if you think if he went overboard for us, you're not going overboard for him. You are sickly and sadly mistaken. He tells you to love him with some of your heart. With peace of your mind. Is that overboard? Sure it is. He wants everything. Did he go overboard for us? Sure he did. You think he's going to accept something less? You are wicked. How can you say that? Because every word he speaks is pure. And if you're a servant of Yahweh, you will love what he says. If you're not a servant, you will not love what he says. You will not love what he says. There was a sister called me and I said, "Sister, why do you think Yahweh, of all these men out here and all these websites and all of them with their doctrine, he sends you to me and you hear the words of Yahweh. And yet I do not cut any corners with that. When I talk to her very forthright." And she says, "Yes, Pastor Roberts, that is the truth." She's come to this nation and she's learned the way of harlotry in this nation. I said, "Even in your country that was principles, you didn't even do the things you've done since you've been here." She said, "Yes, so true." And one thing that intrigues me so about the sister, she doesn't fight what I said. Why do you think she sent me a gift? Because she was blessed, and she's blessed by the words. It brings liberty. It brings freedom. When a man truly has that freedom, he will not blaspheme Yahweh. He will not speak against him. I have some scriptures I want to read. Listen to this. I want to read this quickly. Now, you don't have this. I want you to hear it. It's out of the Apocrypha, but I think it's profound. It's in the book of Wisdom. Now, I read from the Apocrypha at times because it is a part of the first KJV. It's in there. And the words are profound, and you can see the Hebraic mindset in this book. It says in the book of Wisdom, I want you to hear this. It tells you, "Love righteousness, you rulers of the earth, think on of Yahweh with uprightness and seek him with sincerity of heart." Now, is that relevant? Should we not seek Yahweh with a sincere heart? "Because he is found by those who do not put him to the test." We don't test Yahweh because he is proven. So you cannot test him because he is already proven. And manifest himself to those who do not distrust him. We are a generation that do not trust Yahweh. He said he will make himself known to him that will not distrust him. Those Yadims did not trust Yahweh. They said, we are the seed of Abraham and we've never been in bondage from any man. He said, if you were not in bondage, then why do you seek to kill me? If you're not in bondage, why do you fight against the word of Yahweh? If you're not in bondage, why the word of Yahweh doesn't take free course in your life? If you're not seeking to destroy the word of Yahweh, then why will you not receive what he speaks to you? The flesh is never satisfied with Yahweh. So if you get upset with me, that's all right. I don't mind you getting upset with me. You literally can get angry with me. And you can stay angry because I know that you are a fool, because anger, a foolishness, and this hardness of heart rests in the bosom of a fool. So anger rests there. So if you get upset with me, that's all right. You get upset with me, you're already upset with him. These words that I speak, they're not my doctrine, but they're his doctrine. I just read them from the book. They're not hard to understand. I just talk loud enough so that it would ring down in your eardrum. That's all. Will it hurt sometimes? That's all right. You get over that. He says, for perverse thoughts separate men from Yahweh. Do your perverse thoughts separate you from Yahweh? See, that's no liberty. We're not free. If our perverse thoughts separate us from Yahweh, and when his power is tested, it convicts the foolish. Because wisdom will not enter a deceitful mind. It will not. A man that is deceitful and full of lies, they never have wisdom. You that are deceitful and full of corruption, you will never walk in wisdom. You will never walk in the light and the revelation of Torah. Hamashiach means nothing to you. Well, you may have an outward projection, but that means nothing. Some of the most sharpest people on the face of the earth are what we call con men. Do people believe them? They make a living that way. They rob people about from millions of dollars each year. I tell you all that. That was a young man that I knew in my days. His name was Michael Brown. He can talk in almost any kind of dialect you want him to talk in. And people would trust the man. And they would give him money. That's stupid to me. And what he would say to them was so stupid, but they believed that. Why? Because they trusted him. And he would walk away with their monies and they would never see him again. That's what he would do. So deceitfulness or the wisdom of Yahweh will never enter into a deceitful mind, nor dwell in a body enslaved. Listen to this. It will not dwell in a body that's enslaved to sin. A body that is bound under bondage, a mind that is under bondage, it will never understand the wisdom of Yahweh. And so we are a generation that is enslaved. The system has enslaved us. They dictate to you. They dictate to you what you want. They will print a paper out on the first pagan day of the week. Why on Sunday is always that thick? They will print a paper that thick. They will charge us $1, $1.50 or $2 in some cities. $3. If you get the Atlanta Constitution or the Journal, the Boston Globe, something like that. And they will print a paper that thick. And 95% is nothing but lustful things that cause you to be drawn to. Well, they got a sale here. They got and they keep your mind twisted and so aloof that you cannot even think about Yahweh during the course of the week. Because you got $25 and you think $25 is going to buy what's in that book. And that's how ignorant we are. And so you say, I'd like to have more money. And because the love of money creates an open to every kind of unclean spirit there is. The love of money is the root of all evil. And you find your conscience very evil and very wicked. And so it is time to obey Yahweh and to pray and to keep his mitzvot and to keep his Shabbat. You don't have time for that. And that's why the wisdom of Yahweh will never enter into a deceitful soul. When one is deceived, they will never have wisdom. They will be stupid as a jackass in the field. A jackass knows one thing, and that is to plow and to obey the master. The master put out the corn crib, and the jackass will go back to the corn crib. He's a beast of burden. And that's why they'll burn it down. They'll burn it down, burn it down. Their jobs, their children, their homes, their bills. You're not free. You're enslaved. Because you sin against Yahweh. He told you that when you have food and raiment, be content. Well, I got to have me a house that's 3,500 square feet, honey. And I got to have this and that. He said, having food and raiment, be content. Just be happy. Be happy. You got bread to eat? He said, if you can appreciate me for that, you appreciate me for anything. Got bread, cup of water, clothes on your body, you can bless him. This is an unthankful generation because it's enslaved. It's a generation that is enslaved. He said, enslaved to sin. For a kodash and discipline rule our spirit will flee from deceit and will rise and depart from the foolish thought and will be ashamed at the approach of righteousness. For wisdom is a kindly ruah and will not free blasphemers from the guilt of his words, because Yahweh is witness to his innermost feelings and a true observer of his heart and a hearer of his tongue. Because the Ruah of Yahweh has filled the world, and that which holds all things together known knows what it is. Therefore, no one who utters unrighteous things shall escape the notice of the judgment, the justice of Yahweh, and they will not go unpunished. For iniquity will be made into the counsel of the wicked man, and the reports of the words of Yahweh will come to Yahweh to convince him who is lawless in his deeds. Now this generation is lawless. It has no conviction. It has no freedom because the iniquity of sin, the iniquity's ways have bounded them. They are bounded. And whom HaMashiach makes free, he makes us free to serve Yahweh with a great liberty. That's what he comes to do. And sin brings us under bondage whereby there's no liberty to worship Yahweh and to serve him and to please him. Don't you want to please him? We ought to want to please him. Don't you want to walk right before him? Don't you want to do what he expects us to do? Don't you want to pattern yourself after HaMashiach? I do. I want to be like him. He was the begotten of Yahweh. He was a son. Scripture calls him a son of Yahweh. And I'm a son. I want to be like him. I don't want to be like the world. I want to pattern myself after the world. I don't want to be bound to the world. I don't want to act like men of the world. I want to act like a man of Yahweh. I want to act like a son of heritage. I want to act like a son that has a kingdom blessing. I have something to look forward to. I don't want to be enslaved to the power of sin. I want to have the liberty and the liberation of the mind of HaMashiach, that I can speak to my Abba and know that he hears me. And I will know that he hears me. He hears me. And I want to know that. And so when our iniquitous, vile, lawless ways, it separates us and it brings us into bondage. What is lawless? Well, when you will not adhere to the counsel of the Ruah of Yahweh. Because if you have the Ruah, the true Ruah of Yahweh, it speaks to you the counsel of the living word. It speaks that word to you and it makes it alive. Not this damnable trash we've had in every kind of whole house, the holiness movement, the Pentecostal and the charismatic. That ain't the Ruah of Yahweh. It's a spirit, but it's not Yahweh's. For the Ruah will take that word that has been taught for discipline of Yahweh. It will take that, say, come here. It brings it alive and it causes you to become alive. Can you tell a dead tree from a... I was walking in the orchard the other day and I said, that tree is dead. Bam, pull it, man. Dead. The roots was dead. Walked past another one, said, that's dead. I can just look at it until it was dead. Had one of the brothers had pruned beautifully. Nice. Tips, everything cut. I said, these brothers didn't see that. That's dead. Walked over to the tree and pulled it. Bam. Dead as they come. No life in it at all. Period. And so what HaMashiach does, he takes that living, that word, which man that understood the letter, but he didn't understand the power of life in it. And the Ruach said, now here's the life of it. And it amplifies the power of that truth, and it caused our heart to become lively. The reason our hearts are not lively, because we don't have the living hope of Yahweh in us. We are enslaved to the elements of the world, to our own natural mind. That is the truth. Whether you receive it or not, it's still the truth. The truth makes you free. Hallelujah. And I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to bless his name. My flesh doesn't impede me to hold me back. He said he would that made everywhere. Listen to it now. Lift up Kodash hands. Well, you can't lift them up because your hands are filthy. Full of filth and putrefied wickedness. That's why you can't lift them up. That's why you have to go like that. That's why I do that. I lift him up. Rise and be healed in the name of Yeshua. Let the faith of Yahweh fill your heart. Rise and be healed in the name of Yahshua. See, He will cleanse us and make us whole before Yahweh. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. You're free to rise. You're free to have that mindset of HaMashiach. Iniquity will bring you under the bondage and the enslavement of sin. Because iniquity is a lawless lifestyle. And every lifestyle must be ordered. Even nature has a law. It does. Even nature says to the bull out there, I'm the master of this harem until I get weak. And then the young bull comes along and said, I'm the man. Because I will produce a stronger cow. A calf. You go somewhere and lay down, old bull. And the old bull goes somewhere to himself. And it'll usually die. That's a law. There's a statute. There's a limitation in life. And so what Yahweh tries to teach a rebellious people, there's a limitation to life. Our mother here, she's getting older. And there's so many days expected in life. And you're not going to, old man like that, you're not going to regress those days. I don't care what this modern defiance of the law of Yahweh. You can have your body suspended in cryonics all you want to, honey. You're not coming back until HaMashiach come with the power and the authority of Yahweh. Say, get up, and then you're going to get up. You're not coming back until then. So you can put it in chronics and all the magnificent scientific minds of brilliancy and the minds of physics. You're still not getting up. Why? Because Yahweh says, appointed. You're going to die. Period. And after you die, the judgment. So you're not getting up. I hope we have faith there's a resurrection. One morning, He's going to speak and the dead in HaMashiach. They're going to rise. He's going to get up and they're going to rise. No, that is not old fairy tale. They're going to get up. And they're going to be caught up. And those that are alive and remain. You see, it's going to strengthen them when they see them rise. And they're going to rise. And it's going to be a great esteeming of our Abba. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And He's going to come and He's going to set the kingdom up. And He's going to rule for 1,000 years upon the earth. And then He's going to bind the powers of darkness. And after that, old Shatan is going to be set free. And then the victorious power of Yahweh is going to prevail. And we're going to see the power of Yahweh. And that's when the Abba is going to say, that's it. It's finished. You had your chance. That's it. And then HaMashiach is going to say, now my precious Abba, the work is done. All things submit unto you and I bow. That's what it's going to be. Boom. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's it. That's the totality of it. And if you don't have faith in that, then why even serve Him? I will go the way of the world. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to read a few more scriptures and I'm going to close because listen to this. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah. I want to read this in Yeshaya. Do you all believe this? Isaiah 61:1, Yeshaya. 61:1. I believe this. Of course, all the preachers in America preach this. The prophecy of the metaphor of this great one that shall come, HaMashiach, it says, and the Ruah of the Sovereign Yahweh shall be upon me. Because Yahweh has anointed me to, first of all, to declare, to preach the tell of the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim, now look at this, to declare, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open the prison to them that are bound. And that is what I declare unto you today, HaMashiach. He opens the prisons. You're bound, He opens up the prison today. We've been brought into captivity and we have no liberty and no freedom to truly move into the place Yahweh intends for us to move. And so He come to declare unto you the message of His Abba. He said, the words that I speak, these are not my words, but the one that sent me. So He declare unto us our liberation. Our liberation from the power of darkness and sin. Our liberation from the world. Our liberation from trying to be like the world and trying to mimic the world. Our liberation from trying to interact with the world. I don't care if the world doesn't interact with me. I don't want it to interact with me. I want to interact with my Abba. I want to know Him. And that is what Yahweh wants. He doesn't want us like the world. Even the old assemblies, they would teach things like that. And some of the old formations of religious groups, they taught good things and disciplines. And even they have moved away from them. They have. They moved away from principles. Any kind of foundational truths, they've moved away from them. There's nothing that is sacred today. nothing. So he came to proclaim the liberty, the freedom of those that are in captivity. That's what HaMashiach came to do. He came to proclaim that liberty of those in captivity. And he came to open the prison doors too, to them that were bound. So he opened up the prison door, that prison that has caused you to be bound. Your own natural mind, your own rebelliousness against Yahweh, your own rejection and despising of the Torah, your scorning of Yahweh. Why is he saying that? Because you need it. If he speaks to you today, you need it. Were you talking to me, my friend? Absolutely, I'm talking to you. I'm not henpeck. I'm not afraid to tell you. Now I will speak to you this way for your own comfort today. Hallelujah. For your own good. You daughters of Zion, you strive to be pure before Yahweh. You young men too. You young daughters, don't paint your nails up like Jezebel. That's the strength of a Jezebel. You take that trash off. It's not of Yahweh. I don't care who you are. It poisons you. Painted toenails, that's not of Yahweh. You're not going to a nightclub, a whorehouse. I was listening to one made a statement that there was a woman in Tennessee. She went to a theater. Even the old Baptists would preach against that in the days. She went to this cauldron of darkness. That's what movie houses are. They're synagogues of hell. They're the temples of Satan. She went there, and all of a sudden, she sat down, and this sharp object pierces her. She jumps up. She gets up, and she turns around to find out what it was. There was a note there that says, good luck for you today. You're now infected with HIV, AIDS. So she went to the doctor to have herself examined. And the doctor says, I'm sorry, my friend, you have HIV. That's the mindset of this world today. Why would you even be in a place like that? Why would you go to a place like that that is filled with nothing but the spirit of whoredom, these Jezebels, Jolia, whatever these whores' names are, that spew doctrines of darkness and whoredom? Why would you be admired by that? Why would you sit there for hours and be consumed by some Jezebel and that inspire your mind? How could you do that? And you say you love Yahweh. You're a liar. Now, we've all been under that bondage. But once you hear the truth, you don't go back to that trash. They said a Jezebel like that pay her $25 million a year, and you just look at her. A woman that loves men and women that have relationship with women and men, and they say she's pretty? That's not a woman. A woman that loves men and women. You sit there and you watch that for hours, and you allow that thing of that spirit of that Jezebel to fill your heart. That's not Yahweh. What business you have going in a movie house looking at some trash that these perverts, these homosexuals have conjured up from the powers of hell and telling you this is a movie, and they promote those things and they spend to the tune of $300-400 million to watch a stupid, fictitious thing. And they will give you a dime, mama. They won't give them a nickel, but they'll do that. You're not free, you're bound. You have no liberty, but you're bound. It's not the freedom of Yahweh. His freedom makes us free to worship and to serve Him. And not to emulate or to be like the world, but to be free. And to have the stature of HaMashiach. And to know we have that stature. That's what it does. And whom the Son makes free, free indeed. May Yahweh bless you today. You may not love me, but that's all right. You get upset with me, that's all right. You that are new here, my wife, do you ever get upset with me? You don't get upset with me like you used to. You get upset with me? All right then, that's enough. That's all it matters. Almost 29 years and she gets upset. So what? What difference does it make? Hallelujah. Why? He's not upset with me. Because I declare His counsel. Not my counsel. I declare His counsel. And so this religious practice that we've practiced, it will get you nowhere. Nowhere. It will get you nowhere. For this cause, hell has enlarged its mouth. It has enlarged itself to consume all those that reject Yahweh. Oh, I know there's the preach against that. What that means, Shiloh, Shiloh, that means the great. Nah, doesn't mean what that. Doesn't mean that. They'll try to transpose the doctrine to accommodate this wicked world. If that's the case, then why even serve Yahweh? Just go and do your thing. Become a big-time drug dealer. Just be a whore. Nah, it's not so. There's a final judgment. There's a final judgment. And it's going to happen. So I'm free. I am free to serve Him, to worship Him, and to bless Him. It's not based upon some ethnicity. It's based upon total truth. It's not based upon some adjudication of law or some democracy. It's based upon Torah and life of the Torah. It only comes through Yahshua HaMashiach. May Yahweh bless you today. You that are listening by live stream, may He bless your heart today and may He fill your mind with the truth of Yahweh. I want to read a couple letters before we close. I want to read a couple letters. This is a brother that wrote me from South Carolina, Columbia. He says, "Dear Pastor Roberts, we found your website through the Hebrew Israelite website. We have been elated by the enormity of information our Yahweh has placed there through you. We listen and study day and night for the last 4 months and have grown tremendously. We bless our Yahweh for you as we found your web at a time when we were dealing with certain circumstances." That's what he says. He says this though. I don't want to read it all. He said, "Pastor," he said, "Yahweh bless you richly. He lives in Columbia, he and his wife." He said, How can I sit at a table and eat so richly and not bless Yahweh for what I am eating? My wife and I are sending an offering today and in the future because we don't believe that we should eat from a table as fine as this one without true support." Bless you, my brother. That's Brother Weidman in Columbia. One more I want to read. I have quite a few, but I want to read this one. It's an old sister, Elder Martin. I usually read this letter to him. I like the way she talks. I want to read the way she writes too, all right? Her grammar is not like yours or mine. And mine is not that good, all right? I know my verbs and my subjects, my adjectives, my superlatives. I know how atrocious they are, so that's all right. You just come to hear what the Ruach says, so don't worry about that. This is what she says. She's an old sister. She says, "Praise Yahweh. Pastor Roberts, I thank Him for you and Sister Roberts and all the other saints here. Pastor Roberts, I am so thankful you all are still on the air. If there everywhere Messiah need to be heard, Yahweh is using you to bring them. Pastor Roberts, I truly thank Yahweh for you being..." Now this is what she said. Now, "Being a straight, strong, being a great, strong, bold man of Yahweh. You make everything so plain. Your messages put the fear and the reverence back. Anyone listen to you with a willing heart will never be the same again. I has be strengthened, getting stronger every day. They are convicting messages. They are my lifeline. There are many people listening, Pastor Robert. Yahweh said he won't for your work. You will see it. He won't leave you for your work. Leave you alone. I hope you don't think hard of me calling when the tape hang up on your broadcast. It's hard for me to sit and wait on someone to call. I wait about 2 or 3 minutes. I has wait 5. The messages is the important to me. She ain't gonna wait 5 minutes. You have great singers and instrument players. You all has my prayers. Yahweh bless you. Love you all in Yahweh always. To Pastor Sister Roberts and all the faithful ones. From Sister Miller. Elderly sister. Well, let me read this other one. I like what this one says. Brother and his wife, they're very faithful. Brother writes from New Jersey, says that Yahweh is bringing him back to his Jewish roots. No, Yahweh wants to bring him to truth. You understand? I write him and tell him. I understand what he's saying. But Yahweh wants to bring him back truth. He doesn't want to bring a man to blackism or whiteism. He wants to bring him to truth. You shall know the truth. He didn't say you shall know your heritage. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. He says, "Shalom, Pastor Roberts and Sister Roberts and all the Kiddushims of Victory Community. Brother Michael and I pray that Yahweh will is being done in all of your lives." She writes such beautiful letters. "We ask that you all pray for us also. In close, please. She said, they sent an offering. He blesses us so much. We are humbled to have been chosen for his great work. We send much love to you and all the Kit Oceans, the saints. My husband wants me to tell you to stay bold, Pastor Robert. Stay confident in the word of Yahweh. And continue to preach in the way you do. You know that HaMashiach lives in you. And we study the things he inspired you to teach, to show ourselves approved. For we yearn to be as close as can be to him. When you speak to Sister Leah Alec in Bronx again, please tell her we love her and are praying for her. Her story touched us so. And we are glad that she has found the Victory Family. Yahweh led her here. May Yahweh continue to keep you all until we gather again. And Yahshua HaMashiach's mighty and powerful name. Brother Michael, Sister Michelle, Michael Art, and young man Alex. We bless Yahweh for all things. So Yahweh is causing the heart of the people to hear. And those that desire to know, they will know and they will hear. And it blesses my heart to hear from people like this. To hear from them, that their heart is inspired. See, you ought to do what they do. Take the messages and study them. Prove me. I don't mind you proving me wrong. Prove me wrong. Take the word. Show me where I'm wrong. Prove it to me. Prove it. Now, don't come like an imbecile now. You come with a little strength now. Come with truth. Have no problem. Hallelujah. Boy. Prove all things. But don't try to prove your iniquity and your sin and your ways. Don't try to prove me that you're right in what you're doing when it's against Torah. Don't come to me with that because I will reprove you and rebuke you. Without any compromise, I will rebuke you and tell you what you are. Hallelujah. Boy. This is a generation that think that I speak my mind. Well, your mind don't measure up to nothing. To a pot of urine. That's about what it measures up to. It's only the mind of HaMashiach that has any value. Your mind is filled with nothing but wickedness and sin and corruption. How do I know that? Think about what you think on all day. Now, what does it feel with? Ah, that's the answer. May Yahweh bless you. Come on, Brother Patrick. Bless you, Brother Michael, Sister Michael. Sister Tucker, bless you all. We bless you all. Sister Ellick there in Bronx, we bless you. Brother Jerome there in New York as well. We bless you all. Wherever you're listening, we bless you. You that are listening by the live stream, Brother and Sister Robinson down there in Lawrence, at Georgia, I believe, or South Carolina, where you're calling from. We bless you all. Wherever you're listening, we bless you all. We for you. We hope that the word of Yahweh has been an inspiration to you. And as well as you in this house today, we bless you, Brother Rex, for coming. Your mother and also Sister Yalia. Bless you and your family. We pray that Yahweh will give you strength as you journey your way, that you will take this word and that it will compound your desire for Yahweh. Is that all right? Let us stand to our feet. We're going to sing to our God. Come on, Brother Patrick. You all that are listening, come on, sing with us.
Let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Lay down your love, sweep this house. Goes up your way.
Grab your neighbor's hand. We're going to sing that.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. May now your love sweep this house. Goes us Yahweh. A brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
on, look in your neighbor's eyes. Come on, look in someone's face and see.
So let every love shed among us. Your way to arise, give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let
come on, one more time. You that are listening, Yahweh bless you.
So let there be love.
We bless you all, Brother Nathan. All those that are gathered with you in Houston. We bless you all today. Your sure is not in aim. Brother Jerry, we bless you there in Dallas, Texas. May Yahweh bless you. We do hope that you were fair today.
Sweet is how.
Bless you, Sister Tucker.
Yahweh, to arise, give us a fresh understanding.
Brother Heath, Sister Heath, bless you both there in Pickering, Canada, New Jersey.
It is real, so let there be love shed among us. Let there be Yahweh's love.
For your word is true, our Abba. We bless you for strength today and direction. For what are we and who are we without your direction? And so we bless you this Shabbat, the day of rest and comfort, that you help us and strengthen us all. We want to be free, not by some law that judicates, some court that liberates, but the court of Yahweh, the throne of Yahweh, the truth of Yahweh. We find our liberty and hope in Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. So bless us all and strengthen us as we rest this day, this Shabbat, to have a wonderful time. We thank you for all those that are listening by the live stream, those that need a healing in their body. We pray that your healing touch, Yahshua's mighty name, touch them. We ask all things in the mighty name of HaMashiach. And all the kiddushins cried, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.